All right, you're listening to The Commute with Carlson. Yesterday we talked about two big bills in Olympia that will raise your bills if they pass. One of them is the proposed capital gains income tax that the governor says isn't really an income tax, even though common sense, the English language, and every other state that has one clearly knows it's an income tax. It's a tax levied on the income you earn from investments. The other is the price spike in a gallon of gasoline you'll pay if the so-called low carbon fuel standard goes into effect. It pays for nothing. Nothing. You don't buy anything. No road improvements, no transportation enhancements. It's just to combat global warming. State Senator Mark Schessler from Ritzville, Eastern Washington, who spent quite a long time as the Republican leader and a one-time majority leader in the state Senate, is here to give us the latest update. Senator Schessler, good morning. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm just disappointed I can't try to be your 10th caller this hour.
Well, I know some people. We might be able to work something out for you on that.
Well, maybe next hour I can make a shot
maybe
at
next
it.
That's right. You got a shot next hour. All right. In Olympia yesterday, tell us the fate of these two bills that we've been following very closely.
Well, I don't know what happened with the gas tax without roads other than the House. I was focused on the income tax bill in the Senate, which was a very long and painful process last night to be a participant on and a taxpayer.
Okay.
Okay. It passed up with all the votes were Democrats, no surprise. What I think is important is that two Democrats did not vote for it. Now, there is no way you can kill it unless some Democrats realize this is a huge mistake. So the fact that two Democrats voted no or without recommendations says that this vehicle is beatable, and it can be beaten by influencing legislators that are KVI listeners. The only Democrat senator in Eastern Washington certainly isn't going to change his mind. But within your influence circle, your listeners can stop this.
Well, I've got some evidence to back that up, and we've done it in previous years here on the John Carlson Show. But first of all, tell our listeners what happens if this bill passes.
Well, what happens is we will be mired in a long fight through the courts, through the referendum clause, probably initiative. That's another story to go into. Mm-hmm. And we will lose our income tax-free status as a state, which the Washington Policy Center reported that when this proposal became serious, our Department of Commerce took down their website, Come to Washington, Home of No Income Tax. So the economic development tool we had that our own Department of Commerce used goes away, and a lot of our very successful startups pay in stock and stock options. So that's how we attract bright young minds.
Yes, I should point out our State Department of Commerce focuses on showing other companies in all the other states how much better their fortunes might be if they move their business to Washington. Every state is trying to lure business to their state. And we've got a website that is devoted to that. And one of the things, again, for decades, that the department boasted about is, hey, when it comes to taxes, we don't have a corporate income tax. We don't have a state income tax. We're one of nine states that don't. And the governor's office ordered this scrubbed. Or I should say the Inslee administration ordered the scrub. They have now taken that language off the website. And so they're clearly laying the groundwork, not just for an income tax on investments, Senator Schessler, but many people think an income tax period.
I have no doubt. And we went through 22 amendments last night that would clarify or improve this to a more palatable vehicle. If your listeners would have the patience, I could rattle off a few that make a lot of common sense.
Just a couple here as time grows short here, but yes, just give us a flavor.
If we really want to fix what liberals say is a regressive tax code, we proposed amendments that would lower sales tax with the proceeds, lower lower property taxes, raise the homestead exemption on homes, all regressive. Let's strike the emergency clause so that we could do a referendum, or just put a referendum clause on it. Or, for example, let's index it to inflation so the inflation we experienced in the 80s doesn't put all of us into this. But not a single one of these amendments that were common sense amendments were accepted.
They voted as a unit on the other side.
22 amendments, and these were well thought out. These were not frivolous amendments just to have fun with the majority and the sponsor. These were ones to make the tax code less progressive. Let's take some tax relief. What, for example, would happen if we link this to reducing the price of car tabs? Now, would that not be a lot of political fun that the most horrible tax in the world could reduce the effects of the other horrible tax in Puget Sound?
Here's what you did. You basically called their bluff. We keep hearing, we have a very regressive tax system. That's why we need a, wealth tax. That's why we need a personal income tax. That's why we need a capital gains income tax. So basically what you guys did yesterday was you called their bluff. I said, I tell you what, let's make this revenue neutral. And if you're going to go ahead and vote out this capital gains income tax, let's cut the sales tax, which is, we keep hearing from you, a very onerous, unfair, regressive tax on working class and poor people. And every Democrat voted no.
That was my amendment, actually, because I've heard that argument for decades in public life. The other argument that was made was, we can't do this because we're not booking the revenue. The simple truth is the Senate Republicans released a no new taxes budget with no cuts that the governor didn't use, enhancements that I think the public likes, and now the House Republicans have released what I believe is a comprehensive budget plan as well. So we don't need the revenue. This is purely to grow government and punitively attack wealth makers.
Mark Schessler, state senator from Ritzville and longtime Republican leader in the Senate. John Braun holds that post currently. I by the way, have an update on what happened with the low carbon fuel standard. That bill in the House, again, the Senate heard the capital gains measure. In the House, they held testimony and they voted it through. And at the end of the day, they ended up going to, I was looking at the wrong email on that. They ended up voting it through and they're going to go to executive session to pass the bill and then send it to the Rules Committee, and it's expected to go to the floor. So the low carbon fuel standard, which would spike the price of gasoline over time 57 cents, and all that money goes to things other than transportation.
really, it's the most regressive, John, when you think about it. If working families, middle income, lower middle income people pay a gas tax, they see better roads, safer roads, they see a value. With the gas tax without roads, known as low carbon fuel standards, the money really goes to out-of-state producers of ethanol or biodiesel that achieves a level that simply isn't practical. So it's really more regressive than the current gas tax.
So that's what we have going right now in Olympia. By the way, I do want to point out, and this is kind of, this is really neat for KVI listeners. You bet you get results. Senator Schessler said, you know, KVI listeners helped push the envelope in the right direction. Just yesterday, when we had Randy Pepple on talking about the low carbon fuel standard, he gave you a website and said, please go to this website and express your opinion on this issue. When he did, there were 876 people that had told the state of Washington they opposed the low carbon fuel standard and 500 who said they were for it. So again, 876 said, we don't like it. 500 said, we do want the low carbon fuel standard. After the show, 1,539 people said they didn't want it, and 595 people said they did want it. So for just Randy Pepple coming on this program at 6:30 in the morning yesterday, over 750 people responded, and 663 of them said, we don't want the low carbon fuel standard. That's not bad. That's not a bad reaction for this hour of the morning. And it just, again, shows you that KVI listeners, they stand up and take action. That's the way you want it. Senator Schessler, real quickly, you heard about what is going down in Texas with the...
Absolutely.
So is there any lesson in Texas that we can learn here in Washington when it comes to our power grid and where we get our energy? We've only got 45 seconds. I'll give them to you.
Don't breach the Snake River dams. Maintain your baseload power, whether it's gas turbines or nuclear, that can balance the grid for our electricity.
There you go. Senator Schessler, come join us again here soon here on the John Carlson Show, okay?
Certainly, John. Have a great day.